Tom, how important are the first few weeks of an off-season?
Oh, they're crucial. The first few weeks of the off-season program are as important as any week during the season. The first 2 weeks are just strength and conditioning. So that's the start you get off to. You only get one chance at a first impression. It is no coaching at all, no football. Strength and conditioning for 2 weeks. That sets the tone for 2013. And you really ride that wave of the beginning of your off-season training program through the rest of your off-season activities into training camp through the entire season.
So they're yours when they first come in?
All mine. Best 2 weeks of the year.
When you provide programs for players, is it by position group or is it literally you take each individual and try and make the best possible program for that guy?
Every player has a complete program. Every player at every position needs to be as powerful as possible.
Let me tell you something. Antoine Winfield just lit him up.
As strong as possible. As durable as possible.
Christian, five-step drop, fires for Rudolph, left side of the end zone. Kyle goes up to get it, and touchdown!
And football is a total body sport, so the linemen, the receivers, the quarterbacks, the kickers, they all need total body power. They all need total body durability because it's a full contact sport, so every body region is at risk of injury.
Once you get to you work through the off season, you get to the regular season, is it a case of maintaining whatever fitness level the guys are at, or are you still trying to increase as you approach that playoff time?
I would like everyone that sees this, especially the teams that we're going to play, to believe that our in-season program is a maintenance program that we maintain during the season. But, all right, I'll come clean and I'll tell you, no, it is not a maintenance program. We actually come out of training camp, which is very intense, very rigorous. It's long practices. It's a lot of contact. That's the most time-intensive portion of the year. When we start the season, we're taking wherever they're at, however they come out of training camp, and we're actually building them stronger and stronger each week with the idea that we're going to peak strength at the end of the season, heading into the postseason, heading into the playoffs.
Marcus Samford with an excellent piece of kick coverage traps him at the 12.
We just have great gains during the offseason because there's no games, there's no bumps and bruises, there's no injuries. So we could really ramp them up and get them in better shape and better prepared than they were the preceding year. But the weights go up and up and up. But we never start, believe it or not, go to a maintenance phase. We get stronger as we go and peak for the playoffs.
We always hear media talk about players getting bigger, stronger, faster. Do you, A, think that's true? And B, is that because of advancements in the way you guys work in strength and conditioning?
Yes, I think I've definitely seen it. I've been in the NFL since 1995, and in that amount of time, there's definitely been a difference in your typical athlete. The advances in training are definitely a big part of it, and the science that's supporting what we're doing, it's making things more efficient. You end up with bigger, faster, leaner athletes than we've ever seen.